Sean Wenrick is one of the four finalists for the Star in Agribusiness. Sean, tell me about yourself and your background.
Yeah, so I'm currently a junior at Wright State University studying early childhood education, and I have a mowing and landscaping business on the side. L&S Mowing Landscaping started in 2012. We went over a name change last year. It's Wenrick Brothers Mowing Landscaping now. And I started it in 2012 with my brother, and we specialize in residential and commercial mowing, landscaping, landscape installation, hardscape installation.
Tell me about your project.
Yeah, so the project is the mowing and landscaping, and with that, it's just the running the day-to-day operations of the business, and we maintain three other employees with full-time work throughout the summer months and commuting back on the weekends just to continue the business during the school year.
All right, and why did you choose this SAE?
My brother and I found that we had a passion for beautifying the exterior of our own home and thought we could use the skills to market to our own community. We kind of found our niche in the community, and that landscaping was something that people were willing to pay for, and with a good work ethic, we were able to implement our new business.
All right, so if you could go back in time and give yourself advice, what would you say?
I would have to say just go for it, and even start it earlier if I could have, and really chase my dreams. I know that looking back now, I had a support system of FFA advisors as well as FFA members that were always helping me through the process. And if I could have started earlier, I could have been farther along by now. So.
And if you end up being named the Star in Agribusiness, how does this change things for you?
I think it would just give me a token of what I've actually done in the past 6 years of my life. And I've really dedicated my entire free time to my business, and I think that this accomplishment is great, and it reflects to my customers as well, and that they have chosen a good landscaper.
And who were your influences and role models throughout the project?
Yeah, so like I said, the FFA advisors were huge in any support that I needed, as well as another local landscaper helped me learn a lot of the landscaping skills in my community, Steve Wittenberger with Garden of Eden Landscaping, as well as my parents have helped me through the process, just getting me started with a few tools that they had already, and just any other FFA member that was in my classes at Anna High School, and just giving me the support that I needed to continue the business.
All right, and what are your passions in life?
So along with the landscaping passion, I have a tremendous passion for education, especially early child education, and believe that I can make a difference in the minds of the youth, and that's my main passion.
And the biggest challenge throughout this entire process of having an SAE and then everything that's come after it, what would you say the biggest challenge for you was?
I think the biggest challenge was continuing the business upon graduation from high school and going into the college atmosphere. I live at Wright State, which is about 60 minutes from my own hometown, so commuting 60 minutes back on the weekends just to continue the business, as well as my brother, he was at Wright State as well, and so we couldn't really work as much as we'd like to back at home, and he recently moved over to Boston, and he's doing his grad work at Harvard, and so I've took over more of the day-to-day operations, and so I think the hardest thing would be just managing my time and still being able to pull the good grades as well as continue the business.
For FFA Today, I'm Corinne LaRue.